WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have late word coming in now about those train troubles potentially beginning to clear. Amtrak saying just a short time ago that its trains are starting to move in and out of Penn Station. Spokesman Clifford Cole said there was a low voltage problem near North Bergen, as Dan was just saying on the news, that forced the railroad to halt trains into and out of New York City. Cole says service has resumed a short time ago, but passengers are facing major delays. New Jersey Transit spokesman Dan Stessel says the Northeast Corridor, New Jersey Coastline, and Midtown Direct trains into and out of New York are still stuck. PATH trains and Port Authority buses are honoring New Jersey Transit rail passes. The spokesman for New Jersey Transit says there is enough electricity to power the lights and heat on the train, so the people who are stuck are apparently going to be relatively comfortable, but not enough electricity to power the engines. Some of these trains are stranded just outside Penn Station, and others are stuck between Newark and New York City. So on this one of the busiest travel days of the year, just before Christmas, it is a mess out there, and this was a day that started with warnings of Long Island Railroad troubles continuing from the last few days since the snow. It turns out to be worse coming from the other direction into Penn Station. WNYC's Brian Zumhagen is at Penn Station now, and he joins us. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
I'm okay. What's the scene there?
I was in the New Jersey Transit waiting area, and I just talked to a lot of people who are trying to get home for the most part. At this point, people weren't angry or anything. They just were kind of saying, well, you know, what can you do? We're waiting around. But one thing I did notice was there are representatives walking around talking to people, but the passengers I talked to all said they weren't really getting good information about their options. I know that, so I'm calling New Jersey Transit myself, that maybe you mentioned this before I got on the line with you, but that a lot of the lines are being routed to Hoboken, and people who usually change it to Caucus are being told not to do that. They should stay on their trains to Hoboken so that they can then get the PATH train where tickets are being cross-honored. And, I guess if you're leaving New York City, you can do that from 33rd Street Station, which isn't far from here. But most of the passengers here, even though they're not very far from there, didn't seem aware of that. And I asked the representative, is that the case? And she said, yeah, they can go over there and do that. But most of the people here are just kind of taking it in a passive way and just kind of hanging out and waiting for the situation to get resolved with the power outage near New York.
Is it clear what caused this low voltage problem?
I haven't gotten any information on that. It seems that I was in the Amtrak area as well, because I thought, you know, since that's the source of the trouble, those trains wouldn't be rolling out either. But it seems like they are boarding some of those. There's a lot of delay. You know, the big sign in the hall has delayed all over it. But some trains are being boarded, and passengers told me that a couple of them have rolled out. So we might be dealing with residual delays. It might not be a completely debilitating power outage. I have the sense that some things are going out.
And the Amtrak folks, as I mentioned a moment ago, say their trains, are starting to move in and out of New York City again. So it looks to me from the AP copy that I'm seeing that Amtrak is starting to roll again, but not New Jersey Transit.
Yeah, when I first walked in, I thought, oh, maybe in the time I was getting here, the situation got resolved because Amtrak trains were rolling out, and there wasn't a lot of sort of anger in the hall on the Amtrak side. But then when I got over to New Jersey Transit, there was an announcement coming over that was the same as the information that we've had for the last hour or so, that, that the service is suspended in and out. So it seems like even though it's an Amtrak problem, I'm not sure why Amtrak trains are starting to move, but New Jersey Transit doesn't seem to be experiencing any movement at this point.
Now, listeners, maybe some of you are hearing the show right now, stuck on a New Jersey Transit train somewhere outside of Penn Station, or hopefully not in a tunnel, because then you probably can't hear us anyway. Give us a call. Tell us what they're telling you about the situation and what you think the prospects are. Are you comfortable? Are you getting good information on the trains? Or anyone else, 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, and we'll sprinkle your calls in as we go on and talk about some other things in just a minute. But WNYC's Brian Zumhagen at Penn Station. Brian, have you by any chance wandered over to the Long Island Railroad part of Penn Station to see how things are going there?
Not yet. I walked by there on the way, but I was trying to get to the New Jersey Transit side, so I haven't checked in with them yet. I can certainly go and do that and check back in with you if you want to get information on whether they're affected.
Yeah, we could check in on that for later. I mean, we're not getting word that there's any similar electricity problem. We did anticipate some Long Island Railroad problems early today, and it was very cold out there. You know, it was -4 this morning out in the Hamptons. So that couldn't have done those already troubled Long Island Railroad trains since the snowstorm any good. So we will find out about the Long Island Railroad situation. And what are they telling you, Brian, last thing, just in terms of the longer-term prospects for the day? Because so many people will be trying to head out or in for the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard anything from New Jersey Transit about that. They're just sort of the latest update that they've had was just that their service is suspended. The people in the waiting area at this point seem to think that they'll be able to get out, and so they're just kind of hanging around rather than, as I mentioned, rather than taking New Jersey Transit up on some of these cross-honoring options out of 33rd Street to Hoboken so that they can get out to other places. But I don't know what they think about the prospects.
I guess it's one of those situations of when it rains, it pours, or when it snows, it blizzards, because we had the problems with the airlines the other day. There was the physical confrontation in the Delta terminal in one place after the snow. We had the Long Island Railroad problems, and now it's New Jersey Transit and Amtrak this morning. So WNYC's Brian Zumhagen at Penn Station, thanks a lot. We'll check back with you later.
Thank you, Brian.